Jensen is the only one of the four lawmakers charged in the caucus scandal who did not reach a plea deal with the court. A jury found him guilty of three felonies and one misdemeanor for using his office staff to campaign for GOP candidates on state time. Common Cause Director Jay Heck says it's probably a good thing Jensen isn't going to jail yet.
Part of the sentence, which hasn't actually been decided yet, is the restitution to the taxpayers of the state, which is going to be considerable. It could be $500,000 or more. I think it's important that Jensen be able to earn money to pay back the taxpayers for the salaries and benefits that were paid to workers who worked illegally on campaign time.
Heck says he thinks it's unlikely Jensen will win his appeal because none of the other appeals attempted by any of the other lawmakers charged in the case were successful. Jensen's attorneys declined to comment, but in a 12-page motion laying out the basis for the appeal, they argued that the judge's instructions to the jury were too narrow. They say Jensen was not given an opportunity to show that campaigning on state time is an accepted practice by both parties and is neither dishonest nor improper. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.